Does anybody remember what the reading was about today? What was Jesus talking about? What was the thing that Jesus was saying in the video? Anybody remember? Other than, hello. He was talking about food. He was talking. And what did he say? He said, don't worry about food. Don't worry about what you will wear. And it made me think about our theme for this month, that we're going to be thinking about how to face fear. And I wondered, has anybody got anything that they're afraid of? Anybody have any fears? You don't have to tell me, grown-ups. Maybe some of the kids want to tell me. Got hands up already. This is impressive. So, Fliss, what are you afraid of?
Spiders.
Okay, spider. Anyone else spiders? Spiders? Okay. Anybody, any other fears?
Tarantulas.
I've got a story about that in a minute. Did you have something you're afraid of as well? No. All right. Well, I did a little bit of research and I found out the top 10 things that British people are afraid of. Do you want to know what they are? Can you guess what number one is? It's not spiders. What do you think it is? It's not spiders. You're right. Anybody guess what the number one fear is, Jez? Fear of the dark. No, it's not fear of the... What do you think? Snakes. It's not snakes. Number one fear is, Shannon? Bingo. Failure. No, it's not bingo or failure. Number one fear of heights for British people. Sorry, number one fear is heights. That is a very, very high photo, and I would be freaking out. I got slightly sweaty palms when I saw this photo and put it on. I've got to be honest, because I don't like heights. Number two, second thing that British people are most afraid of, somebody said it already, is snakes. And I've realized as I was putting this together, if you're actually afraid of any of these 10 things, it's really going to freak you out. So I'm sorry about that. Number third, I thought this was like worldwide, the thing that most people are afraid of. But in Britain, it's only the third thing is speaking in public. So that's the third one. Oh, and I was going to tell you the posh names for these as well. Forgot about that. The first one is not vertigo, because apparently that's what happens in your brain when you're up high. The fear of heights is called acrophobia, everyone. All right, so tell your friends that tomorrow. The fear of snakes is ophidiophobia, obviously. Public speaking is glossophobia. And the next one is arachnophobia. Fear of spiders. Number five, the fifth thing that makes most people afraid is the fear of being in an enclosed space, or claustrophobia. Number six, fear of mice. Mice. I know, I think mice are cute little things. A fear of mice, everybody, is called musophobia, which I think should actually be a fear of musos. But anyway, number seven, what happens when you go to the doctor? Yeah, I saw a reaction right here. Esther doesn't like this. A fear of needles or injections, which is called trypanophobia, obviously. Number eight, flying on an aeroplane. Anyone guess what the posh word for this is? It's great, you'll love it. It's aerophobia. It really is. Aerophobia is the eighth most scary thing to British people. Number nine is crowds, or being out in open public, being open space, or agoraphobia. And then the tenth one, this makes me laugh. The tenth thing people are most afraid of, like my daughter Lucy, is clowns. Clowns. But Jesus said, and I'll read it, you can take that off now. Thank you, Kat. Jesus said, don't worry about your life. He said, don't worry about your life. But we have things that we're afraid of, don't we? And then in other places in the Bible, he says to those who follow him, he says, do not be afraid. And so I started thinking, well, what does it mean to not be afraid? And I used to be very, very afraid of spiders. Now, who of you guys said you were afraid of spiders? Yeah, a few. Anybody, any adults, any grown-ups, any older kids afraid of spiders? So when I was a kid, I used to have what I think I would call a spidey sense, but not like Spider-Man. I just knew when a spider was in my bedroom. because I saw a black little dot on the ceiling or on the wall, and I'd freak out. I'd go, Mom or Dad, can't get the spider out. And you know what they would do? They'd get a glass, and they'd put it over the spider, and they'd get a bit of card and put it underneath the spider, and then they would throw it outside, and they'd be all safe and sound. And my mum knew that I had to try and deal with this fear, so she used to try and help me by saying, Gareth, you hold the glass. And I was like, I'm going to be nearer to the spider if I hold the glass. Why would I hold the glass? So I didn't hold the glass. I was very, very afraid. And I wasn't really sure what I was afraid of. But I did think that if I flushed the spider down the toilet, then it would probably grow into a monster and come and eat me. I was afraid of that. Very afraid of that. And I used to have to check under my bed because I thought, who said tarantulas? Somebody said tarantulas. Yeah, I used to think the tarantula was sleeping in my bed. So I used to have to check under my bed to make sure there wasn't a tarantula before I got to sleep. And by the time I grew up, I became a bit of an adult. By the time I grew up, I was able to not, I couldn't use a glass over a spider, but I could put a cup over a spider. And then I told a friend that we were going to move to Arizona, which is in America. And he said, I've been to Arizona. I went to the Grand Canyon, which is a very, 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 very deep hole, about a mile deep. And I don't really like heights either. So I was thinking, well, that sounds scary. It's very tall and very high. And he said, and do you know what happened when I was in Arizona at the Grand Canyon? He said, I was standing there on the wall just next to me. There was a tarantula walking along the wall. It was amazing. And I was thinking, that doesn't sound amazing at all. It sounds terrifying. And I'd read in a guidebook that tarantulas like sleeping in your shoes because it's nice and cozy and warm in there. So for the first 2 weeks when I went to visit Arizona, what do you think I did every morning? I checked my shoes. I think it was actually written for people who were camping and left their shoes outside. But I checked my shoes anyway because I wanted to be safe. Well, one day, I'd been praying and saying, God, I don't really want to be afraid of spiders. It seems a bit silly because I'm a grown adult now and I'd kind of like to not be afraid of spiders anymore. And then one day I was out with Lizzie celebrating our wedding anniversary and we're walking back from a lovely romantic meal. And in front of me, just about where Casper's sitting, was a tarantula walking across the pavement. And I stopped and I saw the tarantula. And I thought, I know what it's going to do. It's going to run at me and it's going to climb up me and bite me. Or it's going to jump in my face and spin a web right around me. Or it's going to run off and find all its friends and get them to gang up on me and get their vengeance for flushing them down the toilet. I was scared. And do you know what the tarantula did? Nothing. It just walked across the path and went onto the flower bed. And I thought, oh, I don't need to be afraid of them anymore. I don't need to worry that they might come into my house. I still wouldn't like it very much. But I realized I wasn't afraid of tarantulas anymore. I wasn't afraid of spiders anymore. That by looking at the spider and facing that fear, God had helped me so that I'm not afraid of them anymore. Now, it doesn't mean that I go to the spider place at the zoo. I don't particularly like the spider place at the zoo. Anybody like that? You're nuts if you do. I don't like them. I'd never have a tarantula as a pet. Please don't buy me one for my birthday. Thank you. I don't want one. I'm still not really sure about the motorized ones, but I'm not terrified of them in the way that I used to be. Jesus said, do not be afraid. Jesus said, do not worry. And the thing that he wants all of us to learn today, whether we're little or whether we're big, is that those things that we're afraid of, or those things that make us anxious, or those things that make us worry, he is with us when we're feeling that way. And he loves us, and he wants to help you realize that you don't need to be afraid. Because Jesus has defeated death itself, the very scariest thing of all. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And it means that whatever we face that we might fear, we can know that Jesus is with us and we don't have to be afraid. Even the really, really cold church, we don't have to be afraid.